Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
It's great to have you guys. Kind of a day off for you, isn't it? You were in Lafayette last night?
It was.
That's right. Yeah.
It was, right? Yeah. How I spent my day off working, right? And
there could be worse things to do on a day off, though.
Yeah. You guys, I heard you're going to take in some basketball tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pacers and the Nets, right?
Brooklyn Nets, Brooklyn, yeah.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. We're really glad to have you guys here and mention that you were Jammy Award winners. And I think that one of those, couple of times, right? One was for a performance at Bonnaroo, I think. And another one I don't remember exactly.
I think we have five.
Actually. Five? Five? Okay.
Five Jammies. All right. Bonnaroo was performance of the year for the first Bonnaroo, I think.
I think it was just for the longest performance.
Yeah. Yeah. And we won a best album a couple of times, maybe.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, did you? Of course, you were busy last night. I don't know if you paid attention to the Grammys or not. Did you catch any of the Grammy
nope.
videos or anything like that?
No, I caught most of it on my Twitter feed this morning. So that's it. Yeah, we were busy, like you said. So we did our show, and then there was an after show, and so we were busy until the wee hours of the morning last night, but. Now, it's funny, like Vinny was saying this morning, it's like I catch most of my news on Twitter these days, so you wake up and, you know, reading things about Frank Ocean and, you know, Mumford and Sons or whatever on Twitter. So.
Right. Now, you guys, of course, do a lot of festivals, and you've got one coming up, well, you know, we'd like to think May is not too far off, but you, is that the first festival shot for you this year? Is it Summer Camp? Summer Camp maybe at the end of...
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be doing that soon. Mm-hmm. May's coming right up.
Yes, it is. That's the hope that we're all living with right now, or hoping for, or something. But you have a big agenda this summer with the outdoor shows?
I hope so. We're still waiting for that to trickle in. And it's we are going to Germany, I know that. is there anything else that we have?
Well, we have Snowdown on the calendar also, which is it's a festival that we do... Not unlike Summer Camp or Mowdown or some of the other events that we host, but this one is a winter-based festival. You know, we're doing this at Killington in Vermont, and while most of it is indoors, we will actually play an outdoor set. We set up a stage at the bottom of Bear Mountain, and we'll do an outdoor set in the snow.
You just, don't your fingers get kind of numb?
They do. Yeah. There's something about the adrenaline and the energy from the fans that, you know, sort of puts all of that aside.
Wow.
And
the first year we did it, we weren't prepared for it whatsoever, and it was rough. It was like 16 degrees. Oh, but now we have all these heaters on stage, and it pretty much does the trick, and it's not too bad.
It'll probably be 50 degrees.
Yeah, right. There you go.
No snow, 50 degrees.
And we had some experience with that in the Super Bowl last year. Heaters do make a big difference. Well, it's great to have you here, and I guess, you know, the name Mo lends itself to so many derivative names. Of course, one of them, Morons, so we're all Morons for a little bit here this afternoon. Would you please welcome back to Sun King Studio 92, Mo.